Recorded Books presents Tree of Aeons, Book 5, by Spicer, narrated by Peter Burkrot. Summary of Earlier Events. Following the conclusion of the war against the parasitic Demon King, Aeon begins his retaliation by expanding into the other worlds. Year 202.
I'm going to a demon world, Alka said, his face absolutely horrified.
He wasn't the only one, of course. A battalion of his research mages would go with him. Stella, too. Yes. Thanks to my trees sprouting around the rifts, I noticed that some level of life had returned to the demon world. Very minor, but much better than none. My giant attendant trees also made the place around the rift gates far more hospitable.
Am I going to die there?
Alka asked. No, certainly not, I assured him. If anything happens, I'll send you back. Some of my forces are there. In truth, there was an ongoing, prolonged war on the parasite demon world, all thanks to my poor main tree placement. Horns, my beetle commanders, and a small platoon of artificial minds were still helping me run the multiple battles happening at the edges of my territory on the demon's world. It was also Hytrarian's longest ongoing combat experience, and it proved that a large mobile forward base actually had offensive value, since it didn't get much of a chance on our homeworld, where we were the defenders.
How did Aeon get to the demon world? Kai and Ken asked.
I snuck him through the rift, Stella said.
Kai rolled her eyes at that.
Seriously?
I thought those portals didn't last that long, Ken asked, but he was not aware of my seeds, and that was fine. Sneck seemed particularly interested and wanted to know whether this meant there was a way to help retake his world. Personally, I thought that sounded plausible. It would help me greatly if there was a native force I could rescue. But the thought of facing airborne demon dragons on their home world didn't sound like a good idea. I was horribly outmatched on the aerial front. Ken and Sneck nodded.
It's smart to take the battle to the demons, but
it wasn't the only demon world. We all knew that. So my presence on this demon world was unlikely to affect whether another demon king would invade my world. Alka mumbled, and they all wore suits of armor meant to protect them from most eventualities. Some druidic and magical equipment, too, just to ensure that they could still breathe if anything happened. The void storms had mostly subsided. Alka immediately went to Lemouf.
Why not you?
You have things to study, and the skills needed. Aeon has a presence there. Naturally, it's you.
Lemouf laughed heartily.
Time to take the field, field scientist.
Alka seemed somewhat panicked.
I did not imagine I'd be going to a demon world in my job description. This is hazardous.
Not any more hazardous than working with bombs,
Lemouf assured him.
It's fine. Aeon has already said this is in a safe zone.
How are there safe zones on a demon world?
Alka seemed surprised. Stella shrugged as she awaited the use of my inter-tree teleportation ability.
All right, move it.
The squad was ready. This would take some mana, but not more than when I sent Hytrarian over. I felt mana drain from my network of trees, and they were all sent to my clone on the other side. It wasn't far from the rift gates. Alka, Stella, and the group of mages stared at the greenery around my main tree. My clone had already begun terraforming this segment of land into something habitable. This was far easier than the moon, actually, because there was something here a long time ago, and the world's energy seemed to be recovering once the spires and all that collapsed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?